This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you can join us here toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also, there's the Discord on-air call-in lines, which are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. So jump into those. You do need the Discord app, though, if you want to use those call-in lines, which is a free app. So you can download that, create your account, and then just click on discord.lrn.fm, and that'll get you right into our server. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Van.
Chris has taken off. He was actually just stopping in, I guess. And so we had started the show talking about Facebook and their just blatant hypocrisy of cracking down on a couple of Russian companies that were allegedly using data that they were scraping, as it's called, which is basically another term for downloading, off of Facebook, and claiming Facebook claiming that they were somehow doing you a favor by protecting you from these dastardly Russian data scrapers, when, of course, Facebook's doing the exact same thing for pretty much any government that would ask them to do it. They've already, you know, through your consent, if you're a Facebook user, built a data profile. They've got 10 years of my life that's, you know, always going to be there. You don't control that. It's something that you can go into and, you know, you have the illusion of being able to delete a photograph, or you have the illusion of being able to delete your update that you might have put. Oh, whoops, I messed up. I didn't mean to type that. You went and you deleted it. Well, guess what? It's still in their database.
It's not gone.
Yeah, they've got everything that you've ever typed into their database. And even if you deactivate your account, because they won't let you delete them anymore.
Right.
You know, even if you deactivate your account, it's still in their database. And even if you were to delete your account, I bet you it would still be in their database.
Yes, of course.
So everything you've given them, you've given to them.
Yep.
And including the consent, likely as part of their terms of service, to utilize those photos and those that data, not just to turn it over to law enforcement, but also to use them in their advertising or whatever other way they want to, you know, make money off of that. So what do you do about it? Well, you could leave Facebook if you wanted to.
It's an option.
That's an option. I would recommend it. I mean, to me, it's been a big time saver for me. I spent a lot of time, and you've done some of this recently yourself, Vin. I know that on Twitter you made an announcement recently saying you were no longer going to respond to the trolls, basically, or to anybody.
So basically, almost no one gets a response.
Right. Unless it's somebody you really want to hear from, right?
Like, it's the ones that I will respond to is sometimes if somebody is asking something related to my company, Cointex, and, you know, another developer or something saying, oh, what, is there a link to, like, your API where I could, and it's just quick for me to do that, but to respond to someone who's making a criticism, positive or negative, no more. I really don't. I haven't done anything on my personal Facebook, posted anything for years on that, but, like, my Facebook page, also no longer responding. I you know, I'm not really sure about, like, fully deleting it, but I'm just not using it anymore.
You can deactivate it.
You can deactivate it. So
the only way they'll delete your account, when you're going through the deactivation process, there's another option to opt into deletion when you die. And you have to, I think you have to, like, identify a person from whom Facebook can then get notice of your demise. And I don't know what Facebook's going to require to prove that you're actually
dead.
That's
a certificate, I would assume. That's
right? Which is crazy, right?
Yeah,
it's crazy, the idea that you would have to upload a death certificate to this, you know, internet company to get them to remove your account. I mean, you have to opt into that if you want that to be something they do in the future.
That is so creepy.
It's crazy.
It's really dystopian. And to think that we've come in basically 10 years, it's basically been about 10 years with Facebook, that in one decade it's gotten to the point where you're talking about a social institution when you get to the point where, we need to see a death certificate. That's a social institution.
Well, and the the lines are blurred, right? Mm-hmm. And there are some people that want to blur them even further. And the crazy thing is the call is coming from both the left and the right.
Okay.
So the first group that I'd heard this call from, the call of Facebook should be a utility.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook's like the power company. Everybody needs Facebook. You ought to have a right to a Facebook account.
Mm-hmm.
We ought to have the government run Facebook, right? To take essentially the government to nationalize Facebook, to make this a tool that everybody has access to, and that mm-hmm. is, you know, require, or some would probably want it to be required, but to basically make it so that Facebook's no longer a private company that can set its own rules, that it's run by the government.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, so I first heard that from the left. And then I heard basically the same call coming from Christopher Cantwell, who is on the far right.
Yep.
And they're saying, oh, well, Facebook is a leftist organization, and the left is using these social media platforms and Twitter, you know, Facebook mm-hmm. and Twitter. They're being used by the left. They're run by the left to they're deleting right-wing, mm-hmm. you know, pages and things like that. And so, therefore, they're calling for Facebook to be regulated. And essentially for Facebook's code to be audited.
Oh, no.
And which is basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Like if you create, and this is what I tried to explain to Chris. I'm like, Chris, you know better than this. Why are you saying these things? Because he used to be a real anarchist, mm-hmm. you know, at least purportedly, seemed to understand the concepts real well. Like if you let the government audit code on a website.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be an unprecedented, at least in the United States, mm-hmm. that's going to be an unprecedented step into total control over, you know, all the internet and all website code. Because if you let them do it to Facebook, well, then what? You've created the government code auditing office, and now they've got the, you know, the right or the ability or the so-called authority to come in and demand to see your algorithms to make sure that you're treating sure. everybody's posts fairly. Because that's the excuse, right? Is, oh, well, they're not treating us fair. They're benefiting the left, mm-hmm. so we want to make sure that they are treating everybody fairly. And I said, well, Chris, you don't sound any different from the commies. Right
well,
now.
Yeah, because really what he's asking for is not just, it's one thing to audit code as in like, hey, put your code up in a repository and we want to look at the code. But
no, see, this is where they would say, this is unfair, you need to change the code.
Well, or they would need like root access to the servers, because who's to say, okay, I showed you the code, but
they're going to say that's the real code.
Right, they're going to say, no, we need to see what's running on the servers right now,
yep.
which means we need to have root access, which is the equivalent of you have a business. Even in the strictest code enforcement regime, and I mean, I went through this with the code enforcement in Las Vegas, most times the law says that there is at least some period of time, a window, and it's usually like during business hours when if you're a business licensee, then yes, code enforcement could enter. Mm. But if it's not business hours, they can't come in. But in this case, it would be like they have root access all the time.
Anytime. Right, because you could change the code anytime.
Exactly.
Right. So it's a crazy proposal, but it's
totally crazy.
It's interesting that it's coming from both sides. It's just a uh-huh. slightly tweaked, you know, mm-hmm. version of the exact same proposal. Whether they're saying straight out, you know, from the left, hey, Facebook should be taken over by the government and be a utility,
mm-hmm.
Versus the right saying Facebook needs to be audited by the government so they can make sure that they're playing safe mm-hmm. or playing fair with all the posts on it, which is essentially saying Facebook should be run by the government because, mm-hmm. well, they would be creating the rules. They would be saying, mm-hmm. oh, well, if you're going to run a social media platform, then it has to be fair to everybody, which is insane, because as soon as they do it to one, they're going to be able to do it to anybody. And I try to say, look, the solution here, if you're frustrated with Facebook, if you're frustrated with Twitter and the takedowns, and that they're going to keep coming,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
this isn't the beginning and the end, it's just the beginning. So if you're frustrated at this point, start building the alternative. You don't have to delete your account, but start building, although I'd recommend it, but start building the alternative. At
right.
least then you could
agreed.
Use your current account to say, hey, I'm over here now, which is what I did for a while. I stopped using my Facebook account in January of this year,
okay.
and I put up like a notice on there saying, hey, I'm not using Facebook anymore, but here's where you can find me.
Oh, that's good.
So here
yeah.
are the places where you can go if you want to follow me over here, follow me over there, whatever. And then when Mastodon, the libertarians launched their own Mastodon instance this
mm-hmm.
summer,
mm-hmm.
I joined that because I'd heard good things about Mastodon from our guy who hosts on Friday night, Chris Wade from mm-hmm. Penguin. He's like a super privacy oriented like
got it.
Linux geek guy
got
who
it.
Wants to audit everybody's code and, you know, open source everything, and if he says this is good software, it's good software. And so I joined up the Liberdon server, and, you know, people can follow me there now. And if, you know, Facebook can't say anything about what I say over there. And of course, Mastodon is decentralized. So there are thousands of different Mastodon servers on the planet right now. So you find the one that looks right to you, because they all have different rules.
Like it.
And they can federate with one another, which means they can decide which other servers to connect to allow you to sort of search amongst them and connect with people on different servers.
That's the way to go.
There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, you. Yeah, you.
Your imagination is limitless. Your potential is limitless.
We create websites, mobile apps, and animation. Let's design your story. SunstoneDigitalTech.com. 20% off. Quick. Call 888-211-7519.
We are digital.
Call now. 888-211-7519. Sunstone Digital Tech.
Limited time. Limitless digital experiences.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
And not to mention the shedding. I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll free to join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ian and Vin here on our live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. I do want to let you know about a way to protect your family and your property. It's the Blink Home Security System. Blink's cameras are motion activated and they're wireless. So they don't take long to set up at all. You know, the big hassle with these wired camera systems is running the damn wires from wherever it is the box is to wherever it is your cameras are. Good luck with that, or you have to hire somebody, and that, you know, adds a lot of cost. The Blink system's actually more affordable than those systems, and it sets up within moments. You open the box, you put the batteries in that are included, and then you just put the cameras up in your home wherever you want them. If you put it in the wrong place, just move it. No problem.
Easy.
It's wireless, and it's all set up via your Wi-Fi-enabled device, so, you know, smartphone, tablet, whatever you want to use to set up when you want the cameras to run and, you know, how long the clips need to be that they send you, because they'll send you clips if something moves in front of the camera during the times you specify. And no contracts and no subscriptions, plus Blink works with Alexa. And that's because Blink was purchased by Amazon. They liked the product so much, they said, we want to own this, and now they do. You can get three Blink cameras for less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off by going to blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, again, to save that 15%. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. She is Sarah, on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I just wanted to congratulate Free Talk. The show is played on the 1350, the Progressive Talk station here at AM.
That's right, KABQ in Albuquerque, the formerly Clear Channel, now iHeartMedia progressive talk station. One of the few progressive talk stations remaining in the United States, by the way. I'm glad you finally found us there, Sarah. We've been on there for a couple of years now.
A couple of years? Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I just recently found you guys like maybe a month ago, Monday through Friday. And Saturday, it's not late. And Sunday, it's 1 hour late.
It is exciting to find your favorite radio show on the radio, or your favorite internet show on the radio. And I happen to enjoy, you know, being on the radio. This was formed originally as a radio show. But the same day we first did Free Talk Live was also the same day we put an MP3 archive up online. So we've always had MP3 versions and eventually streaming versions of Free Talk Live. Yeah, so there you go, Sarah. Was that all you were calling to tell us? Is that you're excited that you found us on the radio?
Well, I get to hear myself conversing with you, and I sound really good. And I get to hear what I said, and I could,
because it's all about you, isn't it, Sarah?
Yeah, it's all about Sarah.
The world revolves around you.
Well, and then plus I get to really listen to what you guys said. Sometimes it's hard to hear what your response was. That's why I respond back like in kind of a off way, because I could. But when I hear the show again, I could clearly hear what Mark and your response was. After the show is over, and I think that you guys are. I think it's a good luck that we got Netflix into our Albuquerque.
You called about that the other day. Netflix is buying a very large production facility, like a movie production kind of facility that already exists in Albuquerque. Like, I guess they filmed some of Breaking Bad at this facility, so Netflix is now the new owner of that. And Sarah called to let us know. Thanks, Sarah, for the call tonight. And by the way,
Sarah,
I will make the correction here. It's only been a year. It feels like a couple, but KABQ came on with Free Talk Live actually almost exactly a year ago. It was the 16th of October in 2017, so I was glad to still be on there. We're one of the only shows, Vin, by the way. I don't know if you knew this, but you know, we got 190 radio stations. AM and FM, but we're one of the only shows, probably the only issues-oriented show. Because, you know, there's, like, doctor shows and there's, gardening shows.
Sure.
Those shows appear on both progressive and conservative talk stations. But we're the only issues-oriented show that actually appears on both progressive and conservative talk stations across the United States. We hold that title, and there's really nobody else that can do it. Because everybody else is so partisan.
Yep.
All the other talk show hosts out there are so either in their Republican camp or in their Democrat camp. And they, you know, that's it. And yep. So you don't see any cross-pollination between those shows. But with Free Talk Live, even though there aren't many progressive talk stations left in the United mm-hmm. States, there's still a handful, and we're on most of them.
Well, what so. It is that I think most people can agree that they don't want violence placed against them right. where the progressives and conservatives disagree is where they think it's appropriate to enforce violence against others. And right. we, on the other hand, just think... No, how about we don't enforce, how about we don't use violent coercion as a tool
You're
at
so
all.
You're so radical. I mean, that's so radical, so crazy.
Don't hurt people and don't take their stuff. I know, it's way out there. We teach it to two-year-olds.
That's what I said. I described it at, I was recently interviewed by the board of, the executive board, or not executive, the editorial board mm-hmm. at the Keene Sentinel, because I'm running for mm-hmm. state senate here. And that's what I used to describe this. It's like... Yeah, this is basically preschool level philosophy.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, that's what we're talking about here is here we are in the year 2018, in the 21st century, and humans have still not really absorbed the lessons that they were taught in preschool.
Yes, that's right.
Like, they might have absorbed them while they were on the preschool, you know, playground or whatever, but as soon as they grew up and became, mm-hmm. I'm putting quotes around that, and became adults, well, then all of a sudden the whole leave, you know, don't use violence against people, don't aggress against others, mm-hmm. don't hit the other kid, you know, just because you don't like the way he looks or whatever, that just went out the window.
Yeah, don't just take their stuff.
It's not yours.
It's not yours. Don't just take it.
Sharing's a nice value, but it has to be done voluntarily.
That's right.
Otherwise, it's not a value at all.
Yeah, it is. It is amazing, and so that's why it's not surprising to me that a progressive station would be like, "Oh yeah, we'll play this," because I agree with about 85% of that, and then a conservative mm-hmm. station would be like, "Yeah, we'll play this because I agree with 85% of that," and then
yeah,
that's really about them going within themselves and cleaning out that 15% of crud that's in there, because that's really what it is. They've got 15% that they need to work on.
You're being very nice by saying it's only 15%.
I know. Well, I'm going with the ideal progressive in this case, or the ideal right winger in the other case. Yeah, it's probably a little more than 15%, but that's just for them to get it cleared out within their own heart.
Mm-hmm. And that's what needs to happen. I mean, because that's all that has to do, is that people just have to change what's in their hearts. They
that's
have to
it.
Change their understanding of what all of this is. Because the government is really good at making people believe that it's something different than what it really
mm-hmm.
is.
That's right.
That it's something more than just the most, as Harry Brown put it, the libertarian presidential mm-hmm. candidate from 1996 and 2000, that it's something different than just the most successful criminal gang in any given geographic area.
That's all it is. That's all it is.
He said they were gangs that flew flags out in front of their offices, mm-hmm. ultimately.
Well, all gangs fly flags.
Yeah.
The flying a flag, whether it's a bandana in a pocket or yeah. whether it's on the back of a biker jacket.
Everybody's, or a thin blue line.
Or a thin blue line. Yeah.
We got time for you. If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can also call us on the Discord, on-air call-in line room. Head over to discord.lrn.fm. Jump in there. We'll get you on the air, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues here in moments on the radio and internet and satellite and phones.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump has welcomed Pastor Andrew Brunson to the White House after he was finally released from Turkey, where he was being held on terrorism charges.
You really fought for us, unusually so. From the time you took office, I know that you've been engaged, and Secretary of State Pompeo also, and Vice President Pence.
And the president says Saudi leaders are now denying the allegations that journalist Jamal Khashoggi was murdered by the kingdom. Some companies have cut their ties to Saudi Arabia over the mystery, but President Trump told CBS News he doesn't want the U.S. to cancel military contracts.
Boeing, Lockheed, Raytheon, all these companies, I don't want to hurt jobs. I don't want to lose an order like that. And you know, there are other ways of punishing, to use a word that's a pretty harsh word, but it's true.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Hey, it's Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to talk more about the technology and how it has done some not-so-great things for people's lives. It's done some great things as well, but we're going to focus on sexting coming up here in moments and how that's putting people in legal jeopardy, young people at a high school in New Jersey. But first, with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Van.
Also, I want to make sure you know about Zencash changing their brand to Horizon. You go to horizon.global, horizen.global. You can learn more about what happened there, why they've made the change. It's because, well, Horizon's a much larger vision than just a cryptocurrency that's got some great privacy technology baked into it. It's also, they want to do privacy on more than that. They've got active private chat on the Horizon network already, and they want to add in some other features down the line like private web browsing.
That's cool.
We don't know when that's coming, but they've said that's something they're working on. So go learn more at horizon.global. And if you want to win some free Zen, free money, 1.75 Zen is up for grabs. The giveaway is coming up on Wednesday, and here's how you enter. You email your transparent Zen address. You have to have a Zen wallet set up. Get the public address and email that to Daryl@freetalklive.com. That's Daryl with two R's, Daryl@freetalklive.com. And in the subject line of the email, so in the actual email, you put your Zen address. In the subject line, you put a number between 1 and 999, and then whoever gets closest to the number that Daryl has randomly chosen will win 1.75 Zen coming up on Wednesday.
Love it.
So if you want to get into that contest, once again, email Daryl at freetalklive.com, subject line, number between 1 and 999, and in the email, include your Zen address. And you could win. And you'll also be entered for the grand prize, which will be 2 Zen. That'll be given later on down the line.
So, sweet.
Yeah, there you go. Horizon.global. Learn more there as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want. He's Hubert on the line watching us on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. That's our video streaming site. Go ahead, Hubert.
Hey, I'd like to talk about who has it harder in America, women or men?
Who has it harder in what way?
In any way. Like, if day-to-day life, do men or women have it harder?
Well, I mean, I think you have to really kind of drill down into what area that you're talking about. I mean, it's easier in a lot of ways to be a woman, and it's easier in a lot of ways probably to be a man.
You know, I will say something on this. I have been thinking about this a lot lately because we have a second child on the way.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and we just found out that it is a girl.
Right.
And I had been thinking during these whole Kavanaugh Supreme Court nomination hearing, I had been thinking about what it's going to be like for young men now. And I was thinking, wow, I think it would be much harder to raise a boy in this environment than to raise a girl. I think at the moment, it's probably a lot less stressful being a young woman, let's say a teenager. Mm-hmm. It's probably a lot less stressful being a female than being a male and trying to figure out your place in society. Because what it is, I think the modern ideal of a woman it's been around for probably about a generation or two, but I think things are changing when it comes to being a man. So it's like, in some ways, I'm very glad that I'm having another girl, because I feel like it's going to be a much easier road for young women than young men.
Right, rather than having to navigate these strange waters and these weird times where you've got colleges now saying that you have to ask permission on every single step of the way towards sex. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, thing? Very, like, oh, can I hold your hand now? Right. Is that acceptable?
Hand up your
right,
leg.
Exactly.
Can I kiss
yes,
you here?
Yes,
can I kiss
yes.
you there? I mean, it just sounds ridiculous, but that's actually the policy at least a few different colleges. And from what I understand, it's spread to more than a few because this was news 3 years ago when we first talked about it here on Free Talk Live. And then, of course, the question is, how long before that becomes policy on the state level? How long before that becomes, you know, I mean, it's... It sounds crazy.
But you know, culture is a leading indicator of politics, and universities are cultural incubators. So,
Thanks for the call. I appreciate you bringing that up. I mean, that's a conversation that could go on for, you know, well
days,
over an hour. I mean, yeah,
years really.
You know, the differences between, you know, what it's like to be a male or female. Of course, you know, we don't really know because we're both guys, so we don't know. Like, we don't have any real way of comparing that. I mean, it's easier for us to pee standing up. You know, so there's a lot of
that
things.
Is easier.
There are some things easier for us to reach things on high shelves. Easier for
open
us to
jars.
Open jars.
That's pretty much my job at home. That's all I do. I sit around until I'm needed to open a jar or reach something off a shelf. So.
Well, the sad part is robots will be able to open jars in short order.
Right.
Ben,
I'm
going to
be out of a job.
So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Here's a story out of Ridgewood, New Jersey. CBS New York reporting another high school sexting scandal.
Oh, God.
Is rocking a New Jersey community, rocking it. This is how big of a deal this is, supposedly, and has school officials urging parents to check their children's phones. The superintendent of Ridgewood Public Schools says local police are investigating, quote, possible sexting incidents, unquote, involving school-age students within the district. Now, I got to say that, you know, when I think of things the police should be doing, I don't consider investigating high school students taking nude photos of themselves to being one of the things police should be spending their time on.
That's exactly what they will spend their time on.
I think if you've got police, and we do, if you've got a monopoly system that we have, you know, we would like to see that change, but for now, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
They should be doing things like investigating, oh, I don't know, murders, rapes, property destruction, arson, that kind of thing, especially in places like New Jersey, where I'm sure you know, this is not the only so-called crime that's on the, you know, the list of things.
Oh,
that could,
in New Jersey?
Yeah.
No, no, there's no crime in New Jersey, sir.
Now, to be fair, there are some nicer areas of Jersey right. from what I hear. I've just never been to them. According to a release sent to parents of children in grades 6 through 12, the explicit images were not shared on school property, but school officials are working with Ridgewood Police to find out who was involved. Quote,
what?
This is the superintendent, Daniel Fishbein. He said, quote, I want all parents to be advised that the possession and or transmission of sexually revealing or explicit images or any material of that nature constitutes the very serious crime of possession and transmission of child pornography, he said. Which, you had asked a question when I mentioned this to you during the break, Ben. It was like, well, doesn't that mean that the parents would be at risk of charges if they actually saw said photos?
Yeah, if they knew that those photos were on a phone that they were paying the bill for, don't they make themselves liable?
Right, because you have to be knowingly in possession of those things
that's
in
right.
order to be generally convicted.
And then the question becomes, are you guilty of, because there have been a few cases where someone had photos of themselves nude.
Oh, yeah.
And they were charged.
Someone who's a teenager.
Yes, who is a teenager had photos of themselves nude, and they were thusly charged with possession of, or they had sent it. And so they were charged with the transmission of child pornography for sending a photo of themselves. Which I find
manufacturing and transmission, yeah.
That's insanity.
And it's not just happened once. It's happened on more than one occasion.
Right.
In some cases, in some states, it's fully legal for these people to actually have sex. So, like, here in New Hampshire,
sure.
the age of 16. Consent is 16.
Yeah.
But the age of consent for photographing the act is 18. So if you were to take a photo of an act that is completely
Whoa.
Legal, it becomes a felony at that point to have a photo of an act that was completely legal. I mean,
that you took yourself.
That you took yourself.
Of yourself.
Of yourself, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that's how insane we're talking about here. But, you know, they make it out to be like this is so bad and it's so dangerous. But the reality of it is it's also so common. And it wasn't when we were in school. I mean, it was pretty rare if you actually were able to find a nude photo of anybody else that was actually in your school.
Maybe I shouldn't.
I have a story.
Myself and my girlfriend when we were 16, let's just say.
Polaroids?
Cameras existed.
Yeah.
You know? Cameras existed and you're young.
But film development would get you caught. Like if you took a roll of film and tried to take it to the developer, you're going to get busted. Whereas if it was Polaroids, so it must have been Polaroids.
Right? Must have been.
All right, more coming up here in moments. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll talk more about this investigation into the alleged child pornographers, which is to say the students at the school.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, and bring up whatever you want. Asked in the chat room here on our Twitch, because there's a Twitch chat room, and then there's the chat room that actually more people talk in, which is the Discord chat over at discord.lrn.fm. But I do monitor the Twitch chat for the few folks that do come in there and say things. And somebody came in there, AtomicPillow5 asks, what the hell is this?
What is what?
I think the whole thing. This show, because we're kind of different, Vin, compared to what's usually on Twitch. Twitch is a platform that was launched, I don't know how many years ago, but probably several, for the purposes of video games.
Right, right.
Where people play games and, you know, comment on them as they're playing. There's usually like a, you know, a video of the person playing superimposed over top of the game itself. And that's like 95% of what you're going to find on Twitch. But a couple years ago, they expanded their categories to allow for other things to stream on Twitch. And so when YouTube kicked us to the curb on our live stream, just pulled the plug on a live stream once and didn't bother to tell us why, it was like, you violated our community terms of service. Well, how? Well, we're not going to tell you. So I was like, all right, well, we want to find another provider. We're still on YouTube, but again, it's that idea of let's get on multiple platforms. That way, if one cancels you, then at least you're somewhere else. And so Twitch has been great. It's been a great platform. It does HD quality video, and it does it very, very well. And they, I really don't have a whole lot bad to say about Twitch. Mm-hmm. They got some silly rules, you know, behind the scenes, like.
Right.
There's the hypocritical one that you can have a video game with all manner of gunplay and violence, but if you bring out a real gun in your actual studio, apparently that's against the rules.
Huh.
So they've got some ridiculous kind of rules. But beyond that, they're still better platform than YouTube. So that is what this is. It is an open phones panel discussion with a pro-liberty viewpoint, actually heard on the radio. So for those of you watching on Twitch who don't know what you've run into, that's what you found. And we're on a lot of radio stations across the country. We take calls. We take also the toll-free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And also we take calls on our Discord chat, which we launched at the same time as launching Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea there was I'd noticed from watching Twitch that a lot of these Twitch people have their own Discord server where their fans can go and kind of hang out and chat.
Right, right.
And years ago, we had an IRC server, which old schoolers on the internet know what that is.
Yep.
It stands for Internet Relay Chat. And that's a technology and a protocol that hasn't really changed in the last 30 years.
That's right.
So, you know, you can't do cool stuff like, you know, put a picture in an Internet Relay Chat or connect directly to people and have a voice or video conversation with them. So Discord allows that, and you can get on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. We're talking about the so-called child pornography of sexting amongst high schoolers.
Mm-hmm.
They're being accused of it right now in a school system in Ridgewood, New Jersey. We'll continue that story, but I do want you to know about Bitcoin.com. That's where you can go to learn the basics about cryptocurrency. You hear us talking about cryptocurrency pretty often on Free Talk Live, and you may feel a little overwhelmed, a little unsure. You've seen the news headlines, the old bankers bashing the technology, and you're uncertain about what this is all about. There's an academy that you can go take for free over at Bitcoin.com. They've got the Bitcoin.com Academy that's going to run you through the basics of what Bitcoin is, where it came from, the history there, and, you know, how it works. It'll give you a basic rundown of that. So it's a great place to get started. Plus, you can get your first Bitcoin BTC or Bitcoin Cash through Bitcoin.com. So get on over there to Bitcoin.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, he's Hubert in Indiana, listening to WIBC. Hello, Hubert. Now, wait a minute.
Didn't we just have
Hubert? If this is the same caller, you're only allowed to call once per night. Hello?
No, I was surprised that someone else, I think that they had the S at the end of their name. I'm Hubert.
You are definitely a different Hubert.
Yeah, you're
right,
a different. You might be the father of the other Hubert.
I don't know.
Oh, no, I am not.
All right, well, here you are, Hubert. Enough. Thanks for calling in tonight. What are your thoughts?
Well, here's my question to you now.
Yeah.
I'm 56, and my lovely wife is 55, and we got together when I was 18, and she was 17.
Wow.
And I know I took a Polaroid of her naked way back, and it's in a box somewhere here in my house. I've been living here over 25 years in this house. So could, if someone came across that, could I be prosecuted for having child pornography of a Polaroid of my wife, who's 55 years old?
Yes, this has happened.
The answer is yes, you could.
This has happened, actually.
Really?
Yes.
In regards to old photos?
Yes, old photos. But I believe that what it was that it was, and it was a similar situation of two people. They wound up, ended up getting married, but it had that much time hadn't passed. But I guess somebody came across some photos, but it was both of them took these photos of themselves when they were underage. And now they were of age, married, together. Somehow this came out, and either one or both of them actually ended up being prosecuted,
believe it or not.
That is crazy.
It's insane. Yes.
Well,
thank you,
guys. I love your program. Thank you very much, Hubert, and I listen all the time.
Thanks for the call. Don't share that photo with anybody.
No.
I don't even know where it is. It's in a box. She's probably got it in a firebox somewhere.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. And, that's really ultimately the issue here with the sexting is the sharing aspect of it.
That's right.
Because, Vin, you had talked about how you might have had some Polaroids in the past, but you probably don't have them anymore.
In case anybody wanted to raid your house. I think I'm in his boat to where it's like those things vanish
long gone
at some point along the way.
But you had no idea you were committing a criminal act in that particular case.
Well, why would you? We were both 16 or so. Why would you think it's so ludicrous to think that taking a picture of yourself could ever be a crime.
Well, right, because the purported reason to make child pornography is illegal is because of the abuse of children happens when you actually create real child pornography.
Correct.
And then they, since then, so again, there's the intention of the law, right? And we see this all the time with government, whether it be, you know, the war on drugs or whatever, you know, you can look at any government program. Mm-hmm. The intention is to, you know, stop kids from being abused.
Yep.
Okay, great. Good intentions, no doubt about it. But the road to hell, of course, is paved with them. And so not only do you have the stopping of actual child pornographers, because that still does happen, because there really is actual abusive, you know, child pornography out there. But then there's this other category of, I'm sorry, not only are they not children because they're developed, okay, so the definition of a child is somebody who has not hit puberty yet.
That's right.
So we're talking about teenagers here. These people, whether they're fully developed or not, is another question, but they're definitely not children. So, you know, just on that alone, it's not child pornography.
Right.
It's also not really pornography if you're just talking about a nude photo. I mean, pornography is generally considered to be
sexual
photos, an act of some sort that's going on in the, so the photo depicts the act that was going on.
Yes.
There have been photos of naked people, and including young naked people, that have been included in art books
forever.
You know, people have been painting them, but you know, and then photos came out, and you know, people have been taking those for a long time. I remember years ago on Free Talk Live, somebody called in to talk about a specific photographic artist who had their books published at like Barnes and Noble, which was just, you know, pictures of children naked. That's what it was.
It's out there,
and the argument there is, oh well, that's not pornography because it's art. Now, obviously, that definition is going to differ in people's minds, and some people are going to say that, well, even that art is still pornographic because in the mind of the person looking at it, they're titillated by it or they're turned on by it. But I got news for you. Before then, those people were turned on by the Sears catalog.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. I mean, what I find amazing is that, you know, they said, oh, a community is being rocked by this. But the idea is, are you that disconnected from reality that you don't think that this is just... anybody who thinks about it for a second has got to say, this is completely widespread because you've got...
Yeah, amongst high schoolers.
You have teenagers who almost all of them have a digital... Yeah. Camera, video, and still, and mind you, they have been online, if they're in high school now, they've been online practically their whole lives.
Right.
Probably the first time that they encountered and became familiar with hardcore pornography, they were probably 10 or 11 years old.
Could be.
Because it's out there.
Yep.
It's so out there to say that if they've got internet access, they've got access to it. They've got access on their phone.
I remember being in the mid-1980s when I was in kindergarten or first grade or whenever it was, very early in elementary school, I remember sliding around some, you know, kid brought their dad's Playboy on the bus.
Of course.
We were sliding that under the seats back and forth to one another.
Absolutely.
Checking them out.
And now imagine if you had access to, like, literally everything, and it's right there in your room 24 hours a day. Of course they're taking pictures of themselves. Yeah. Of course they are.
So there's more coming up here. The thing is, when the adults make such a big deal out of this, it takes something that, for the teenagers, is actually normal.
That's right.
And it suggests to them that this is something that is abnormal, and not only that, but a criminal act that could result in prison time for so-called child pornography, and then what, a sex offender list as well?
Probably.
Free Talk Live.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.